It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Say security, and the first thing that comes to mind might be an armed guard protecting a building. However, in today's rapidly changing world, threats to any organization or persons are likely to come in the form of computer viruses or hacking. Security is an integral part of an organization's structure. Joining us to talk about the changing nature of security with a focus on personal security is business contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. She joins us by phone. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much, Paul. Nice to be with you.
Has there been an increased need for security systems locally and nationally?
The basic answer to that question is really yes, there has been. In the wake of 9/11 and of all the subsequent tragedies related to school and university shooting, the increase in the demand for security systems has really taken off. And today, while we're going to talk a little bit more about the need for security and emergency systems which address the needs of large groups of people in more public areas, we do have to keep in mind there have been huge security breaches in companies' intellectual property and brand information technology in addition to physical assets. So there's lots of different types of security systems which are needed.
And we've been hearing about, you know, the pending Armageddon with regard to that this is actually the biggest security threat we face as Americans. So what is the key in trying to mitigate security risks as much as possible?
Right. The key is, as we did our research on this, was to have multiple people within organizations who need to really work collaboratively to assess their risks and then construct a risk management plan. Security managers today are increasingly using risk assessments to justify their security programs, and corporations were very early adopters of this. It used to be that when you looked at corporate security, it was really a defensive approach focused on protection and loss prevention. But now the head of security is really an integral part of the whole operation and really coordinates everything from personal security, physical security, corporate governance, crime prevention and detection, fraud deterrence, investigations, risk management, crisis management, and environment, safety, and health. So this is really an integral part of any company or organization.
Are there some organizations that just aren't thinking along the lines of having a risk management plan?
I think it really depends on the size of the organization and the ability and the assets that are available, but I think this is certainly top of mind for most companies now, certainly in light of what happened. But I mean, even as basic as internet access, which every for-profit and nonprofit now has, you really have to think about it.
In light of everything that happened last week in Boston, let's focus primarily on physical and personal security and talk a little bit about the basics related to these areas.
Okay. Well, really, the advancement and investment in security and emergency systems has really taken off over the past 5 years, especially among universities, schools, hospitals, and industrial facilities. And I'm sure you recall the tragic Virginia Tech shootings that took place in April 2007. And a number of people were killed and wounded at that time. And it was really at that point when people realized the need to be alerted immediately about an emergency situation and be told what to do, whether it's to stay in a certain room, to not go into a parking lot, whatever it was. And so after that, organizations began to really utilize the email text alert services, which could be delivered to phone users. Now, a lot of those you have to sign up or opt into, which can create some issues because if you opt out, you might not get them. That's when Twitter came along and was very efficient in spreading news quickly and wildly, widely as we saw in this last Boston case. Google has a Person Finder, which is a central digital bulletin board for survivors and families in a crisis zone. There's some creative companies like the locally owned Metis, which the Post-Gazette reported on last week, and they have technology to simultaneously send out text and email alerts, but also activating lights, alarms, digital signs, public address systems. So there's some very interesting new and creative and innovative solutions going on out there.
So if you're going into the business of security and setting up your own company, what do you need to consider?
Well, you know, and the key, as we've discussed before, is really what do you want your niche to be? You can't be everything to all people. So what are your core strengths? Are you going to be a technology company preventing security fraud like stolen credit card accounts? Are you going to go into the hardware part of the business like installing cameras to take videos? That was very important in the Boston case. Do you actually want to be a company which provides security for people and buildings? So you have to really look at your expertise. Some companies are providing computer security recovery and identity theft protection, and now we have cloud security. I mean, that didn't even exist before. So the key now is really identifying the area that you want to go into, learning a lot about that industry, and then of course, doing all the licensure and everything that's needed to get into that specific industry. But I think trying to tackle all those things is probably not a good idea.
And lastly, in the final 30 seconds or so that we have, make a point for us, Rebecca, about workforce violence and the connection to the security industry.
Yeah, very important. One way to combat violence in a business or an institution is to put into place a workplace violence program, and it should be training managers and supervisors and employees on how to respond quickly and decisively. There's a great local group called Standing Firm, the Business Case to End Partner Violence, and they train employees and employers on how to identify and prevent violence in the workforce. So I think that's very important in this day and age. And so really summing it up, we have lots of security systems in place to protect people and systems, but we really have to make sure that we're utilizing, and we're very conscious about why it's so important.
Business contributor Rebecca Harris is the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. As always, Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, Pitt Law professor David Harris looks at Miranda rights as they relate to the Boston Marathon bombing suspect and how much protection they offer citizens. We'll learn about property rights in outer space and talk with comedian Sandra Bernhardt. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.